Wednesday, Parashas Korach, Shir Chaf Heh. For Lezer, Shir Chaf Dalad.
That's how Gersa changes that.
Okay, my friends. Leichte Sugya. This is a Basher's Leichte Sugya, my friends. I don't know if we're going to manage to make it light. We're going to try to make it clear. Who is Chaim David? Beis Hashem. We have to talk about all these things. Okay, Rabbi Say. Moshe Jacobson showed me an interesting Rabbeinu Peretz. The Gemara says. So there's an itzdaba here we speak about. Does it work with the defanus? Does it work with doifin akuma? The Rabbeinu Peretz on Daf Dalid Amid Beis asked the question: why does it work with a concept called good asik mechitzda of the itzdaba? Why don't you use the mechitzas of the itzdaba, the lower part of the itzdaba? Abaye on Amid Aleph thought that you could use good asik mechitzda. Rava says in mechitzas nikaris veleka, but there's such a thing as using the walls underneath that are below on the Amud. That's Rabbeinu Peretz's question. Says Rabbeinu Peretz on the Adalah and Beis, and itztaba is not made out of something solid. And itztaba is kind of like a bench which has air underneath. Air. So therefore, you can't use the mechitzos of the bottom because they're what? There are none. Rashi said it's the boys. What? Vinyanavon and Vetit. Rabbeinu Peretz says not like that, which really highlights, it seems to be a machlekes. Now, it could just be a machlekes in grammar. I don't know. Maybe Rashi just holds it's the boys always avon and Vetit and he holds it's not. But there is a machlekes here, Rashi and Rabbeinu Peretz. Now, we had made some significance in Rashi in the fact that it's a vinyanavon. Rashi just drops it to us in the middle of the Rashi. We don't even know why he does that either. But we were saying that maybe it's a vinyanavon and Vetit in order to make that you can mite the halal. What do you mean Rashi holds you can mite the halal even without that? Yeah, but not if it's not on the alpenei kulay, not if it's in the entire sukkah. I don't see the being mamayda halal unless it's the entire sukkah. If it becomes karak, I'm not being mamayda halal. It is the halal. That's the metzias of the halal. But over here, when it's just trying to be mamayda, if the entire sukkah is 20 amos, and this little has something stuck there, it's not going to change the halal of the sukkah, Rashi holds. It could be Rabbeinu Peretz argues. Ken Zayin. We asked, according to the Rishonim that hold that the only thing that's kosher is on the itzdaba. What's the chiddush? We said, according to what's the chiddush? The only we see fizeh. Maybe that's the chiddush. I would think maybe you're not going to be machsher because it's only miktsas. It's not the entire halal. Ken Zayin. The stuff from Vissen. Akoponim is an interesting machlekes Rabbeinu Peretz and Rashi. Now we left off yesterday, cliffhanger, my friends, with a very clear stira in Rambam. We spoke about the stira. This is the raid. This is the big hack in the sugya. We spoke about two different pshatim and how doifen akuma works. One pshat. What's the simple pshat in doifen akuma? The more classic pshat in doifen akuma is that the wall on the top bends. That's why it's called doifen akuma. And the top, the schach on top, actually becomes Doifin, it becomes like Doifin, or becomes Doifin, becomes wall. The other pshat which we saw on the Rishonim is that the wall actually moves. Not that it becomes, that Tzchach on top becomes wall, but the wall moves towards the bottom, actually. It moves not on top, but towards the bottom. It moves towards the Itztava, and it's as if your wall on the bottom is touching your Itztaba. Those are two different pshatim, right? We said that maybe nafkamin is between them. Whether you could sit off of the sukkah, you could sit under off the itztaba. I'll call upon him, my friends. We had a steer in Rambam. Rambam perek dalid halacha yud dalid seems to say that what's going on, you moves over. Rambam and perek hey halacha yud dalid seems to be saying that the schach becomes daifin. Stira and Rambam. And another interesting nuance is that the Rambam in Perek He says, V'adover zeh halacha l'moishe misinai. He doesn't say that in Perek Dalet. You have to know, like, are they both halacha misinai? Is one of them? Does daf and vis. I'll call upon him. That seems to be the stira. It's interesting, if you look in the Rivan, the Shita, one of the Rishonim Rivan, I seem to see a similar stira there in the Rivan. the way that I read the Rivan seems to be also a stira between these two different types of doif and akuma. So let's see what's pshat. The Gemara had said that what's the chiddush b'chlal of doif and akuma? We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says bayis shenifchas v'sichech al gaboy im yesh minakoyis l'sichech tanam s'psua pachas mekan k'shera. So the Gemara Mao de Tema Hasimud Chazi Ladoifen Avahacha Dula Chazi Ladoifen Emaloi. What's the svara of Chazi Ladoifen and not Chazi Ladoifen? In this, we seem to have a very nuanced nafkamina between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. And I'm going to show you how Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel are not exactly the same. The Amude Hoid is one of the Heintig Achroin, it makes these Dukum and Rashi. But I'd like to try to expound on them. What does Rashi say? I'm going to give a chazilia stefen or not chazilia stefen. Three lines from the bottom in Rashi. Hasam hu damer daifen akuma mishum de daifen di day chazilia daifen. Shein a goyven kashir. Vein a tzarech la akmai ala kadei la karvoi la schach. All I need to do is to bring it closer to the schach. Aval hacha. De la chazilia daifen. Va akmi musai mishum de le schaze le mahave daifen. The purpose of the akmimus is in order to make it chazia to be a doifin. Who loyomar kamash malon? Rashi says, where you're trying to make it into a doifin, that's the purpose of your doifin akumas. Is the akmimusai mishum is in order l'schazia l'mahave doifin loyomar? Doesn't do that. No, maybe that's too much work for the Doifin Akuma. Doifin Akuma can do light stuff. It can't do heavy stuff. That's heavy lifting. Doifin Akuma can do, all you want to do is you want to bring it closer. Okay, we can bring it closer. But Doifin Akuma do heavy lifting? It can't do heavy lifting. What's heavy lifting? You want to be, make it less chazi lahave Doifin. That Doifin Akuma can't do. It's heavy lifting. That's the way Rashi does. If you look in Rabbeinu Chananel, he says a little bit, did you get that? Okay. Doifin akuma is, I'm going to make as if my doifin, is this a real doifin, this doifin akuma? Like if you'd ask someone who doesn't know Gemara, say, is that your doifin? What would you say? No, it's not a doifin, that's your tikra. So this that we allow you to use doifin akuma, can it fix every single problem in the world? Maybe only small problems. We allow doifin akuma, okay, we'll look at it as if it's your doifin. Fine, but you got a big problem that we won't do it for. So the problem is, I call it heavy lifting. I can lift small things, I can't lift big things. You can use drones for small packages. You can't use them like to carry people because it's it's not a helicopter. It's like, it's kind of. This is a kind of doifin. It's not a real doifin. So therefore, you can use it for only small. Azoy meinach. However, if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, he says different. What does Rabbeinu Chananel say? Says Rabbeinu Chananel, "My kamashmel and doifin akuma tanina bayishen nifchas v'sichach al gabav im yesh ben koisel l'sichach dalat amas psula." You see it already. V'dachinan shani hasam mishum de beduchte doifin ma'al yehu de pachas michaf amahu aval hacha shezeh doifin goyve yosem michaf ama ulegabi zeh asuka doifin psulahu emaloi. What's the Rabbeinu Chananel saying? He's saying, "Legabi zeh asuka doifen psula hi." It's doifen psula. In other words, I understand what Rabbeinu Chananel is saying. When do we say this gzeres hakosif, this halacha lemoshe mesinai of doifen akuma? The first thing you need to have in order to say it is you need a doifen. If it's not a doifen, you don't say doifen akuma. So is this thing a doifen? It's not a doifin. Legabe hach suka, it's doifin psula. So you don't say doifin akuma. Doifin akuma, it's davzayin a doifin in order to make it akuma. This is nishkin doifin. Klape the suka, it's a nishkin doifin. Saying a different pshat than Rashi. Rashi's not bothered by that there's no halacha mishasina. It's just halacha mishasina is not strong enough. I'd love to use the halacha mishasina here, but it only does light lifting. This is heavy lifting. I can't do it. Hashenken, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the pshat is, we're saying that doifin akuma is only when you have a doifin, a seis nishkin doifin. When it's a doifin, you say doifin akuma. But doifin psula, we're not going to say doifin psula. Doifin akuma, doifin psula. I'll tell you a theoretical nafkamina. Okay? Yeah. It doesn't work doifin akuma. That's the havamina. Havamina won't work because it's a doifin psula. It's a doifin psula. A theoretical nafkamina would be as follows. What would be if after doifin akuma, I would be able to be machshir the wall somehow, or rather otherwise? I'll find another way to be machshir the wall. Can I do that? It's very theoretical on nafkamina. Just trying to bring out the point. According to Rashi, yeah, you could do that. It's great. Do doifin akuma just in order to bring the doifin close to the wall. Ah, you have a problem of the fact that it's that you want to you want to come to.
It's too heavy.
Because you want to make a l'schazil have a doifin. I'll do something else to make a l'schazil have a doifin. I don't need to use doifin akuma to make a l'schazil have a doifin. I'll just use doifin akuma to make it bring it closer. I can do that. Mashenkin, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, I can't say doifin akuma on this doifin. It's not a doifin. I don't have a doifin here. I only want to use it for this. I can't use it at all. I have no doifin. I can't say doifin akuma. According to Rashi, the problem is I can't say doifin akuma to solve this. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, I can't say doifin akuma because I don't have a doifin. It's not because it's heavy lifting. It's because there's no doifin here. If you start out...
According to Rashi, there is a doifin.
According to Rashi, you have a doifin. It's just... It's just doifin akuma can't correct the problem. But in order to make that it's... L'schazi l'have doifin. There's another nafkamina between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, which is very interesting. If you look subtly at the Lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel, I think Rabbeinu Chananel has a different pshat in doifin akuma. How is that? He says, over here, shani hasam, the case of Baish Nifchas, mishum de biduchte doifin ma'alihu. What does that mean, biduchte doifin ma'alihu mean? How do you translate that? Shani hasam, mishum de biduchte doifin ma'alihi. David, you know what that word means? De biduchte Doifin ma'alihi. What's the taich of that? Chaim, you know what it is? Biduchte means in its place. Duchte is a place. The biduchte in its place, it's a doifin ma'alihi. So therefore, you could say doifin akuma. And what does doifin akuma do? It takes it out of its place. Biduchte, where it is, it's a doifin. I'm going to move it out of where it is. So how is Rabbeinu Chananel understanding what doifin akuma is doing? It's moving the doifin. It's just I can only move a doifin if biduchte, it's a doifin ma'alia. Where it is, it's a doifin, so I can move it over here. Masha'in came, the case where the itztaba l'mayla me'esrim, where biduchte, it's a doifin puzzle, so then I can't move it. Rashi wouldn't use that language, because according to Rashi, I'm not moving the doifin. I'm just making the schach also into doifin. The doifin's staying where it is. It's just I'm making more doifin. Seems to be a machlokes. Okay. So perhaps you could say the following pshat. Perhaps you could explain bimagdi the machlokes as follows. And say there's a machlokes, perhaps, l'shitasam, Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel as follows. Let me ask you a question. How does this wall that's above 20, according to Rashi, like this, how does it work? I thought the wall has to be, how will you machshir the wall? How did it work? This is above 20. We spoke about this yesterday. We counted from the itztaba. Why do we count from the, what? From the chalal. The chalal. That's a trick. Because if you'd asked me, if you go over here, the wall is above 20. So how did it, so Rashi, we said, Rashi holds the whole vart of the doifin is klape the chalal. So I'd like to tell you that this is the third time on this page that I saw Rashi zeroing in on the halal. Third time. First time, Rashi says, when you put in teven or bitloy and all that stuff, you don't have to be make it karaka. All you have to do is mayit the halal. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, it has to make it into karaka. Rabbeinu Chananel made it into karaka. When we dealt with the hutzim yardim l'soich esrim, Rashi said, you know why it's kosher? Because maninon the halal from the hutzim and down. Ah, you have schach l'mayim mesu, which is pasul. No problem, because it's not, because we're maninon the halal. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, no. He says, the reason is because hutzim hein hein aschach, because I'm going to ignore what's above. Why? Because it's not about the halal. It's about the... He doesn't seem to focus on the halal. Now we come over here. Rashi says, you know why this is a doif from kasher? Because we just look at the halal. Maybe. Rabbeinu Chananel is not happy with the halal. I can't do this. He can't do this. This cannot be doif in akuma here. I'd love to, but I can't. It's just not going to work. Because the doif is still a mile of asrim. I have only one course of action. How am I going to make this doif not a mile of asrim? I'm going to move it here. And once it's here, now the doif is less than 20. If I leave it like this, the doifin is going to be above 20. I Rashi says, just be mine of the halal. I can't be mine of the halal. Oh. So if that's true, so this would be the third time Rabbeinu Chananel seems to be arguing on Rashi here on this Amid. Each time he's coming to say the same thing. The Yisoid is not of the doifin. The Yisoid of the Schach is not just vis-a-vis the Chalal. There's a din that the doifin has to be, can't be l'mayim l'mayim. So how am I going to be mamayit the doifin? It must be that I'm going to have to move it over here. Yeah. It could be the Kenzai, the Fizeh, it's a little bit more gishmak. Why the Rabbeinu Chananel says that we have a problem of Lamayla Me Esrim is going to be a doifin puzzle. Rashi doesn't say that. Why? Because Rashi holds, what's the yisoid of Esrim when it comes to the doifin? Is it? It's really the halal, it's not really the doifin. So is this a doifin? It's a doifin. Otherwise, you really have a problem with your halal. I can't say it's not a doifin. I could say it's a doifin. Klape the halal, it's not good. It's not going to be good for this, but I can't say it's a doifin puzzle. Masha'ikin, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the doifin is puzzle. Because it's a sheer doifin of Esrim. And I don't have a sheer doifin of Esrim. What? Because now it's next. It's kilo noigas be itzva, and now we see only what's on top as being the doifin. What?
What's the difference? Move the wall.
Because over here we're not saying that we're just being moided the halal of the sukkah. We're being moided the wall of the sukkah. From where it is. Yeah. I'll call upon him. Lefi zeh, we're going to be niskariv maybe to say pshat and Rambam, my friends. What we're saying is that the Rambam says sometimes he does this doifen akuma, sometimes he does that doifen akuma. Why? So lefi what we're saying, in the case of itztaba, Akopani Rabbeinu Chananel says I can't afford to say the doifen akuma that goes like this. Now, by shenifchas, how high is the sukkah?
Less than 20.
So can I go like this? Yeah, why not? I got no problem. My wall's above 20. It's not above 20. So then I could do this doifin akuma. But when it comes to itztaba, I can't do this doifin akuma. Why? Because it won't help me because my wall's still above 20. I have to do that doifin akuma. So therefore, the Rambam changes doifin akuma for the different cases. Because the doifin akuma of bayis shenivchas won't work for itztaba.
How could a lachol moshim sinai be two things?
Excellent question. That we'll have to see. We'll get to it. Excellent question. Yeah. Maybe there's two lachol moshim sinai. Maybe they're really they're gonna be connected, my friend. Because why is this? Why do you have four amos to go like this? Why do you have four amos to go like this? Why four amos? Why not six amos? Just them. No.
The wall could bend.
Because that's how far?
The wall bends.
Yeah. The wall bends. Why would you do four amas this way? Because that's how far the wall bends. So they're really, it's the same yisoid, right? Question is it going to be both Bilachim and Sina? That we'll see, hopefully. Kopanim, we have a little bit more of a derech in the Rambam now. Why the Rambam, the Rambam seems to say, Shaila, is there two doifen akumas? Right? That's what Gabriel wants to know. So we could prove to you there's two doifen akumas from the Ritva. I'll show you where. The Gemara continues. Says the Gemara, Says the Gemara, Haisa Gavai Mechof Amma. Ubana itztava b'emtzausa. Your sukkah is above 20. You built an itztava in the middle of it. Im yesh misvasa itztava doifin arba ames l'chol ruach psula. Pachas me arba ames k'shera. Says the Gemara, Maikom ashmala and darmina doifin akuma? Hainu hach. Says the Gemara, the tamer doifin akuma muach achas amrinon. Avim mekol ruach v'ruach loi kamashmala. I mean, I think you only say ruach doifin akuma from one ruach, not from all ruachs. Frak the Ritva question, what are you talking about? Bais Shenifchas is also saying, Doifin Akuma Mikol Ruach. Bais Shenifchas, where did the ceiling collapse? In the middle of the room. Rashi said, the Chol Tzad. It's Mufug Men Advan, it's Chol Tzad. So why over there? So you should already see the fact that you could say, Doifin Akuma Mikol Ruach Ruach. Why do we need the case of Itzda to show me you could say, Doifin Akuma Mikol Ruach Ruach? Says the Ritva to answer. V'yeshloimar dachi kamer, ma'ud etema, de'lechol ruach urach, lo yamrinon, b'milsa de'loy chazya le'doifen, de'nach shibba doifen akuma. Ruach miruach echa. Says the Ritva, hold on a second. The case of Bayis Shenifchas, are the walls chazya le'yoyz doifen?
Yeah.
So over there you can say doifen akuma mikol ruach v'ruach, I understand that. But in the case of Itztaba, are the walls chazilias doifin? No. So therefore, I don't know you could say doifin akuma mikol ruach uruach. Do I know you could say doifin akuma on one ruach even though it's no chazilias doifin? I saw it from the first case of itztaba. Now I'm saying another case of itztaba, which has two things. First of all, it's no chazilias doifin. And second of all, it's also mikol ruach uruach. That's what the Ritva says. Comes to all the achreidim and say, I don't get the Ritva. Hold on a second. You showed me that even when it's lochazi elias doifin, you could say doifin akuma. Okay, so I see you say doifin akuma. What difference does it make? Once you show me that you could say doifin akuma, so why would I think that you can't do the kol ruach ruach? I see from bayis shenifchas you could do it mechol ruach ruach. I see from itztava min atzad you could do it. You could do it even lochazi elias doifin. Just put the two together. You have to show me when it's lochazi elias doifin, then you could do it mechol ruach ruach. Why do you have to do that for? Once I see that even when it's lochazi elias doifin, I can say doifin akuma. So I see doifin akuma works. Doifin. See, what we're saying, the pshat is, it's a different din doifin akuma. What the Gemara is saying, says the Rambam, is there's two dinim of doifin akuma. There's one din doifin akuma that works like this. There's one din doifin akuma that works like that. So therefore, the fact that this Daifin Akuma goes the Chol Ruach Ruach doesn't mean that Daifin Akuma goes the Chol Ruach Ruach. It's a different Daifin Akuma. It's under the Daifin Akuma. Let's get it clear. The case of Bayis Shenifchas, what does my Daifin have to do?
Just the bend.
Just has to bend. So that, they can do the Chol Ruach Ruach, great. But the case of Itztaba, what does my Daifin have to do?
Has to move.
Can I move all of the walls? You don't know.
Why can't the walls bend?
What?
The walls can't bend.
Because they're not chazilias doifin, they're above 20.
But you said it bends downwards, right?
If the wall's above 20, it's not going to be able to, it has to move. When we say bend, it just means that it's all on top, all I'm doing is tipping right. The top schach. I can't do that because it's going to be above 20. So how do I know that works?
But that's why they should end up with one wall and not for many walls.
Oh. So that's a good shaila. What's exactly the svara? It's not clear if the shaila is v'chol ruach ruach or it's only one wall. Or I would think that there's like maybe I can do only two walls. It's not clear.
What?
It could be. Yehuda Vakshel said a svara when I was learning with him. I don't know. It was a long time ago. It's around 15 years ago. He said the following svara. He said a very nice svara. He said the following thing. If you're saying it on one ruach, so then how many real walls do you have?
At least two.
Two real walls. Once you have two real walls, you basically know the area of your sukkah. Why? Because you have two walls. This wall is going to go here. This wall is going to go here. You can basically figure out what the area of your sukkah is. The other wall's kind of just there just for aesthetics. Let's just leave it for that. Figure out what it is. Shnaim kil chasan, shlishes afil tefach. What's the shlishes afil tefach? Because the third wall's really just there kind of like for aesthetics, let's just say. So because shnaim kil chasan, once you have shnaim kil chasan, the third wall could be a daifin akuma wall. It could never be a tefach wall. It's a tefach wall. It's a daifin akuma wall. It's anyway not a real wall. But that the ikker walls can be daifin akuma that we don't see. Svar from Rabbi Yehuda Vakshah.
It's not Rashi.
What?
Saying the whole din of the Tzfanis is merely to make a halal.
Yeah.
When two walls are not going to tell you what halal is.
Sure it does.
Three walls tell you what halal is.
Sure it does. This is going to define the halal. This is the halal. I can now create a halal with two walls. If I assume...
Until you have three walls, you don't have a halal. That's not going to space. Why not? Because you just have this.
No, you could cut it off. You could corner it off yourself. You could. I can. If I make do this, you can know what I want the it to look like. I made the measurements for you. You could, in theory, know where I want it to go. You could say it's this and that.
You have a measure stick with just two walls.
There's a halachah measurement. You need a third wall, which is just there for aesthetics. Use that word now. In a chanami, you only need two walls. She's a field tefach. It's not a real wall. Al kopanim, my friends. Oh. Zochinu ledin, hafla v'fela, pshat and Rambam. The shaila is as follows. Do we understand why the Rambam does not suffice with this din of Doifin Akuma? Why this din alone will not, Ram can't use this through all of his Yad HaChazaka? We do. Why? Because in the case where it's Taba, it's Lamayla Me'asrim, it's not going to work. Rashi says it works because we're just going to do the halal thing. But maybe Rashi... But what about just using the other din of Doifin Akuma? What about just using the din with the Doifin Akuma where the wall slides? Why can't you just use that din? Why can't we use that by Bayis Shenifchas? Why can't we do that? Why is that din not enough? Why do we have to go? Why do we have to do this din? That still needs to be explained. Notice we explained why the Rambam is not comfortable only with the din Doifin Akuma of making the schach into Doifin. I don't know why the Rambam is not comfortable just saying to move over the daifin. Comes along Reb Yerucham Olshan. Rabbi, so we're going to try to work this out, this svara. This is Reb Yerucham Amar Dikazach, to answer this pshat. Say pshat in Rambam. And he says the following thing.
Why we don't use the second one?
Just move it over. Says Reb Yerucham. The case of Itztaba has an element worse than the case of Bayis Shenifchas. What's the element that's worse in the case of Itztaba? What? Why is it Lochayz Ledoifen? It's higher than 20. The case of Bayis has something worse than the case of Itztaba. Schach puzzle. You got schach puzzle here. You got an issue. You got schach puzzle. So, and schach pasul will pasul your sukkah. The same way a person has to be toivel in mayim, in may mikvah, may gishamim. If you have mayim she'uvim in your mikvah, it'll pasul your mikvah. If you have schach pasul in your sukkah, it's going to pasul your sukkah. You need to get the schach pasul out of your sukkah. How do you get schach pasul out of the sukkah? You make it into doifen. You make it into doifen. Now you have no schach pasul in your sukkah. Why? Because it's doifen. Because it's doifen. So memela, in the case of Bayis Shenifchas, I can't just move the walls because then I have schach pasul. I have schach pasul. So therefore, I have to change it into becoming doifen. By the case of itztaba, I don't mind moving it. Why? Because the schach l'mayim esrim is not schach puzzle. It's not schach puzzle. It's schach, right? It's the mayim esrim. So you got all shaila. Is that called schach puzzle or not called schach puzzle? But we're assuming for now that it's fine schach. It's just the mayim esrim. What?
Not my crush.
Assuming, but even Rashi, because if you use psal, then it's going to become it'll become kosher, right? So, but. It's the Maila Me'asrim. So therefore it's not a problem. So I don't have to necessarily change it into Doifin. I can leave it over there and allow it to be And just allow it to remain schach. But by shenivchos, I have schach puzzle here. I have schach puzzle. So therefore, I can't leave it alone. I have to change it into daifin.
Does that mean that in the case where you have kosher schach, you can actually sit in that
chelik? Very, very, yeah. Says the Kesem Mishnah in the Rambam, you could sit in that chelik. Because...
But you wouldn't be able to do that in the case of Bais Shenivchos.
Correct. Bais Shenivchos, everyone agrees you can't sit under the bias. Right? That'll be a nafkamina in the Rambam. Another interesting nafkamina. No, this is to me a reason why the Rambam would want to move the daifin closer and not necessarily make it into schach. By itztaba, if you make it into daifin, it could be you can't sit underneath it. But if it's just a question of moving it, what?
It
depends on, well, yeah, but a kopanim. This is what the Rabbi Yochum says. So the shayla is like this. I don't get it. Because if you're moving your wall, what happens to your schach? It's not in your sukkah anymore. It's not in your sukkah. So what's the problem with just moving the wall? What does Rabbi Yochum mean? If I move my wall, so then I have a problem because of my schach puzzle. The chayra of the pshat in Rabbi Yochum is as follows. We said that we asked the question, can you sit off of the itztava because of psal? Said the Rosh, you can't because they move the wall, you're out of the sukkah. What did we say according to the Rishonim that say you can, the itztava brings Rishonim? Because it's as if you move the wall, but you didn't move the wall is still over here. It's as if you move the wall, but the wall didn't move. So therefore, so when I'm sitting off the itztava, I'm not out of my sukkah. So if I'm not out of my sukkah, my schach is also not out of my sukkah. So I got tzchach pasul in the sukkah. It's as if the wall was nisakim, but the wall wasn't nisakim. It was nisakim from the bottom anyway. It wasn't nisakim on the top. So it was only nisakim. I never took the tzchach pasul out of my sukkah. So if that's the case, so then l'choira, I can't just say it's as if it's touching on the bottom. I need to change the tzchach pasul to make it into doifen. L'choira, this comes out pshat in Rashi. But he said the nafkamina, the peldik and nafkamina is as follows. Follow me here. What happens? You have a bias shenifchas. A bias shenifchas. The bias is above 20. The bias is nifchas, and you build an itztaba, and you put schach on top of the bias shenifchas. It's a kosher puzzle. Itztaba is beemtza. It doesn't make a difference. Minatzad beemtza. We'll make it beemtza for the moment. The itztaba is beemtza. There's less than 4 amos, so say doifin akuma. It's a bias. Lemaila me esrim. Shenifras. You put an itztaba and you put schach on top. You'd ask most people, they'd say, of course it's good. Why is it not good? It's lemaila me esrim. Doifin akuma. You could say doifin akuma. It's good. But if you were saying in the Rambam, it's not going to be good. Why not? I'll tell you why. Because can you do this type of doifin akuma if the bias is above 20?
No.
But it's a bias, so the schach over here is schach pasul. Can you do this type of doifin akuma if it's a bias shenifchas? No. You can't do doifin akuma. You're stuck without doifin akuma. Because neither doifin akuma, each doifin akuma has a chisaron. What's the chisaron of the doifin akuma when you go like this? You can't do it if the wall is a ma'ala me'asrim. What's the chisaron of doifin akuma when you go like this? You can't do it if you have schach pasul. So if I have schach pasul, l'ma'ala me'asrim, I'm not going to be able to do doifin akuma. So I have a bayis shenifchas, it's l'ma'ala me'asrim, it's got schach pasul. I can't do doifin akuma.
In the
Shittas Rambam.
Is the Rambam saying that you can't do it, or is the Rambam telling you which doifin akuma to use?
Why do you have to change?
No, because it's more worthwhile because then you can sit in the
chelik. So first of all, if it's like this, you can't. This one you can't use.
Correct. So I can't sit underneath it.
So
this one.
You can't use it. No, you're saying.
I can't use
the space, but I can't use that doifin akuma. It's still like, okay, let's go this way. This doifin akuma. In the case of bayis shenifchas, you can't use it. Ross the Ram wouldn't say the other doifin akuma. This doifin akuma is not, the Ram needs two. So obviously, this one for sure you can't use, or else the Ram would have used it. So the moving forward, in the case of bayis shenifchas, you can't do it because it's schach pasul. And the whole makar for the other din doifin akuma is because we said lochazili is doifin. So we said the vart is, therefore it's lochazili is doifin, therefore I can't move it. Or else you'd have no makar. Elamai was saying each one, the Rambam is saying the other one will not work. In this case, L'chayra would come out, according to the Rambam, L'chayra, if we're right, that is a case when you're not going to be able to use Daifin Akuma. So Rabbi says, Zachinu Ladin, we came out that there's three different types of Daifin, three different Shitas in Daifin Akuma. There's a Shita that of Rashi, which seems to be that Daifin Akuma is always changing the Daifin, the Schach to become Daifin. That seems to be Rashi's Shita. There's the Shita in the Rishonim that seems to be that Daifin Akuma is always moving the Daifin, like Lashon Rabbeinu Chananel here, Miduchte, you move it over there. Masha Enkein, the Shita of the Rambam seems to be that sometimes Daifin Akuma works like this, and sometimes Daifin Akuma works like that. There's two different types of Daifin Akuma. And that's Halacha Mishmei Sinai. Oh, so the Shaila is, do we have two Halacha Mishmei Sinai?
Right?
So I would like to suggest as follows. Maybe, perhaps, you have to know if it's Mashma in the Gemara. Really, there's only one Halacha Mishmei Sinai. Which one is the Halacha Mishmei Sinai, the Rambam says? Well, you're changing this to become Schach, to become Doifin. However, once you tell me that Halacha Mishmei Sinai, what does that say to me? That says to me that a Doifin, it's normal for it to work to move four Amos. So therefore, for me to move my Doifin four Amos is not considered to be, there's nothing strange about moving my, it's not itself Halacha Mishmei Sinai. It's nilmad from Halacha Mishmei Sinai. The Halacha Mishmei Sinai maybe is only Doifin Akuma that goes this way. But in a case when you can't use that Halacha Mishmei Sinai, then what we could say is we could move it just by moving it, because nilmad from the Halacha Mishmei Sinai is the fact that that Dalet Amos is considered to be the place that's the duchte of the Kaisel. It's considered to be duchte. This is all considered to be its area. This is it's the Dalet Amos of a person. Dalet Amos shall Adam Kainis Loi, Dalet Amos shall Kaisel Kainis Loi. Where do I see the din of Dalet Amos by Kaisel? From Daifin Akuma. So it's nilmad mimenu. It's not that that's what the Gzeres, maybe, perhaps, the Rambam learns. The Halacha Mishmei Sinai is exclusively the din of Doifin Akuma, that it's Nishapich. That's not a svar at all, right? That's the Halacha Mishmei Sinai, that the Schach becomes Doifin. But once you see that, what's the Pshat in that? It's not Stam Halacha Mishmei Sinai. The Pshat is that the Duchte of the Koisel, the space of the Koisel is Dalet Amos. So to move the Koisel, Dalet Amos is Nishkin Goyse Glik. So therefore I could do that and say that's the space of the Koisel. If I had a Kaisel and an Itzaba and there's this much space between, what would I say is the Goyim of the Kaisel from here? This much space. What's the space of the Kaisel? Dalet Amos. That becomes the space of the Kaisel. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, there's a lot of, this is a lot of very tifa zachen, and we need a lot of work to try to make sure that we have clear all the Yisaitis. But we're going to continue, hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Next sugya is Hoisa Pchusa Miyutvachim V'chokak Bokadei La'ashlima La'asara Im Yesh Misvas Chakak La'koisal Gimol Tvachim Pasol Pachos Mishloish Tvachim Ksheira. Oh, Ma'ishnada says the Gemara, Ma'ishnada Gimol Tvachim. So we started off with a classic Doifin Akuma. We moved over to a more like a unique Doifin Akuma. Now the Gemara says over here, you can't say Doifin Akuma. There is no Doifin. Why not? Why over here don't you say Doifin Akuma? Why don't you have Doifin Akuma is Arba Amos? Over here it seems like we don't allow us to use Doifin Akuma. That the Gemara is going to explain to us. Beis Hashem B'li Nadir, we'll continue with that hopefully tomorrow.